Welcome to Newsbox. It's Thursday, the 16th of August, and it's a big day today because A-level results are out. How did you do?
Shitly.
Yeah, me too, again. Never mind.
Never mind. I think if it was... Actually, I'd hate to do them now, really. I'd hate to do them now even more than I hated doing them at the time.
Hmm. Part of me would like to do them again. Just to do them better. I'm fairly sure I could do. Well,
I think I could do my general studies better because I don't think I could do it worse.
Well, my theatre studies, of course, I've worked in theatre for a long time now, and having got the best results in the mocks, you know, we should have really done better in the exam instead of doing worse that way.
Well, we don't spend much time talking about Brecht and Stanislavski.
It's true. Yeah, we don't, but we could write some stuff about it.
We could probably write something quite practical. I don't think it's what they'd be after.
The other news is it was 30 years ago today that Elvis Presley died.
My favourite pop star.
He's probably mine as well.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. What's your favourite Elvis Presley song?
A little less conversation, no more action. All the segregation says fiction me.
Satisfy me.
Yeah, it's my best one.
I'm very big fan.
All the started walking. Get on your knees and let's start talking.
Come on. I like Dublin Skies. So Elvis died on the toilet. Have you ever died on the toilet?
Nearly. No, but I've given birth to a brown baby on the toilet.
And what else do we know about Elvis? He was taught to dance by Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
He was only 42 when he died. And that seems very young now, doesn't it? Ever so young. And, you know, you used to think he just died at a normal age when I was a kid. But now, very young. He was married to Priscilla. He got married to her when he was 12 or something like that. Had a baby, Lisa Marie. She got married to Michael Jackson.
You know, Priscilla looks young, really young now.
Surgery,
but actually...
She wasn't that old, though.
It doesn't look like surgery. Mm-hmm. It's been very well done. I suppose she's got some money.
Probably got a bit of money, considering. He liked to eat a squirrel.
He lived in Graceland.
In Tennessee.
And he did the Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. And his middle name was Aaron. He only once came to the British Isles. That was briefly when his plane landed for refuelling in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. And he was a big fan of the House Martins.
And he was in the army. Is there any other news that's not 30 years old?
No, this is from Wednesday. little 2-year-old girl's been stabbed to death by her mum.
Not very nice.
No, I don't think I can make a joke about that.
No, a doctor's also been stabbed to death by someone who's hiding in the back of her car. Stabbed to death in her car on her own driveway. On a lighter note, Prince has been to see the Bourne Ultimatum, and he turned up, well, they've pointed out that there's two beautiful women here, but actually, they're twins, surely, look at them. They look exactly the same. Twins. That's more exciting, you had two beautiful twins.
A man... well, he collapsed in the desert.
It happens.
And he luckily he had his horse with him, trusty horse. And he said, "Hey, horsey, can you just take?"
He'd have been better off with a camel in the desert.
Take me home. And he got on the horse and just lay on his back, and off the horse trotted. Several hours later, he found himself.
Up a tree?
In the middle of a load of crocodiles having their tea. Horse was nowhere to be seen. Crocodile, as he woke up, the crocodile spotted him and said, "Aye, aye, pudding.
Where's me pudding?"
And he legged it up a tree, stayed there for 7 days, shouting abuse at crocodiles. 6 metres long. very big.
That is very big, actually.
6 metres
long. I'd have thought they'd be about 6 feet long.
6 metres long.
Crikey. Is that as long as a bus?
Yeah, getting on for that.
Not a bendy bus.
Well, not a bendy bus. I'm not sure what I think of a bendy bus is. Anyway, he was all right in the end.
Good.
But he was what in happened? The treats for 7 days, but luckily he had some...
Did he have some sandwiches?
He had some meat sandwiches with him. I'm not sure what he drank, but presumably his own urine.
Sap, maybe.
I suppose he would have angled his cock at his mouth and just drank straight from the...
Or dew, sucked some dew from some leaves.
It'd be hard for a girl, easy for a man.
Yeah. Do they have dew in Australia?
Probably not in the desert, but I don't know.
A woman has won the biggest ever lottery payout in this country. £35 million. It's on the Eurojackpot. And I like the stats involved here. She's a postal worker. She's worked in the same job since she was 16. She's now 40. 3-4 years working in the post office. Queue. That's probably just in the same queue, isn't it? She used to earn £21,000 a year, and that is what she's now going to make in a week on the interest on her winnings, which is amazing.
I wouldn't know.
Well, this is to keep up with what she the interest to you know to keep the interest down, so she's not gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep that £35 million at £35 million. I don't know what sort of savings account she could put it in. She could put it all in premium bonds. But she'd have to spend £3,000 a day.
She'd only be allowed £30,000 of premium bonds.
Right. Yeah, £3,000 a day to spend all that interest. if she decided to take out £35 million in pound coins, so she could spend it at a slot machine or something, it would weigh 336 tons. Same as 2 jumbo jets. That statistic's quite pointless.
Mm.
If she wanted to go to the ATM and withdraw all the money from a cash point, again, stupid, but if you wanted to, and your limit is £300 at an ATM, that's mm-hmm. the standard for everybody, it would take her 323 years to get all the money out. So you better off spend it on credit cards, or debit cards, rather. But anyway, that's all exciting.
Just very briefly, if you had that, what would be your instincts?
My instincts? Shit. Certainly a buy somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 places to live. Maybe a windmill in the country and a city pad.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a windmill.
Would you...
A windmill is top of my list.
So you just fiddle around in a windmill on your own?
No. I'd hire a male hooker.
A gigolo.
Yeah.
Like Jude Law from that film.
I was thinking more Tony Slattery from the TV sitcom, just a gigolo.
I'm sure you could get him, really. Everyone has a price. I bet Tony Slattery is quite low.
I'd have a holiday. I'd certainly give some to charity. It's just a ludicrous amount of money. I don't know. It depends how much I won. I was saying I've won £35 million.
Yeah.
I'd probably give £20 million away to charity.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give any to any of my friends or family. They're all rubbish. And I'd buy some new friends and family.
What would you like your new friends and family to do?
Just tell me I'm great all the time. Maybe ever contact me without me contacting them first. That sort of thing, you know.
Hmm. What about surgery? Would you have any surgery?
No.
Would you get a fucking haircut?
I would get a fucking haircut. I'd hire a personal trainer
mm-hmm.
and I'd have manicures.
Mm-hmm. Would you get finger extensions?
But hey, money can't buy everything because there's a picture of J-Lo's bum.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of cellulite on it.
That's a very good picture. It's from Primark.
Is that you?
It kind of looks like me. That's what my ass looks like, really.
Well, that's why I said it. So it's not actually J-Lo.
I mean, it could be anyone, couldn't it? It was just showing somebody...
She's not got as much of a beer belly as you have, though.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know you were into tasers and things? And all that?
What?
Tasers. You know, laser things.
A stun gun.
Yeah. You know you're into them?
Yeah.
It's a new one. A puke saver. It's... A a weird torch that sends out really powerful light that strobes, and it blinds people and it makes them feel physically sick, and then they can be arrested. It's been nicknamed the Puke Saber.
And they can be arrested for being sick.
They're arrested for that.
What?
Oh! Oh, do this closely. So you've got a good fart smell. I'm actually washing it at me.
I'm washing it away from me. So happens.
It's not a very big office, is it?
One.
And it's got a built-in rangefinder that measures the distance to the nearest pair of eyeballs. I don't know what that means, but there you go. Anyway, it's a new thing that the police might have, but they might not.
That'd be quite funny.
Yeah, they found some bits and specks of blood in that house where Madeleine McCann went missing. Yes. The apartment. Turns out it wasn't hers, it was from a northeast European man. Don't know who exactly, but turns out as it was a holiday apartment, loads of people had lived there.
Loads of people have died there as well.
Have they?
I bet there's blood all over the mattress. Loads of different women.
Yeah, pre-cum.
Pre-cum.
All sorts. All sorts. This is excellent news, Ina. It's been, probably 30 years coming. Mm-hmm. When I said Elvis died 30 years ago, that was a complete lie, wasn't it? Was it? When, how long ago was it Elvis died?
30 years
ago. It was
ago.
30. Okay, this has been 20 years coming. Okay. Just add an extra 10 years there. Bruce Willis has made another album. It's called Return of Bruno Again.
Really?
No. But he has just made... Bruce Willis has made a new album. Even though he says David Hasselhoff did it and everyone mocks him, it's probably not a very good idea. Doesn't really mention anything further than that.
But surely he's a bit cooler than David Hasselhoff.
I'd certainly say so. This is a ridiculous story.
Mm-hmm.
Going weak at the knees at the sight of an exotic foreign man, almost happening to me, may be nature's way of avoiding inbreeding. So what they're saying is that you spread the genes around. Mm-hmm. Because they're based on female hyenas, who like outsiders. And 90% of young males get driven away from their pack so they can go off and spread their seed in other packs.
Well, that's just like you don't, go out with your own family.
Pretty much, yes. It's a stupid... I told you it was a stupid story.
It's stupid, sorry. Got a picture of the lake.
Lake Great.
Lake Great. Mike Reed.
There he is.
How red is that face?
I tell you what, he has a heart attack waiting to happen, isn't he?
Mm.
That big... pink face.
I mean, it's... How could you describe that? The colour of...
It's the colour of a lobster that's been cooked. But was wearing some pink.
Dot Cotton's there at the funeral.
Oh, she looks much better in real life.
She does. Her hair looks much
Whereas
better.
Barbara Windsor's actually just turned into Peggy Mitchell by the looks of it.
Yeah. Well, she's just playing herself, isn't she?
I thought she had a different set of wigs though, but she appears to have not bothered anymore.
No.
There's a couple here, we listened to them on the Jeremy Vine show earlier, who have had the same McDonald's meals, a double hamburger and a shared box of large fries every day for the past 17 years. They're 84, they reckon they've spent £20,000 and they've moved house so they could be within walking distance of a Mackie D's. There's a picture of them, they look quite healthy.
She looks like Nolan.
Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
She does, and she's got Sunny Man style sunglasses. And weirdly long hair for an 84-year-old.
Mm.
Like Jimmy Savile, that's where the resemblance comes in, I think. But, they're quite healthy on it. But she was mental. When we listened to her on the radio, but you know what old people are like on the radio. Yeah, that was a yabber in a way.
Thing is, if that's what they fancy.
They're not eating massive amounts of McDonald's, they're sharing some fries. And they're eating a hamburger, so, it's not like they're stuffing their faces full of stuff. But they're now saying that children shouldn't have low-fat foods, they should eat some fat, which I would have thought was fucking obvious, really. Maybe avoid saturated fats, but you still need some degree of fat in your diet to, make your oil inside.
Well, they've got to.
So you need calf, you know, you need some sort of, you know, cheese or whatever.
Cheese, pepperoni, cheese strings.
Cheese strings,
cheese,
yeah.
Strings, burgers, a chip, an ice chip.
I mean, you could drink some olive oil, that's good for you. That's what they all do in the continent.
Summer's gone, summer's only been and gone.
Been and gone, and done.
Yeah, there's a picture here, Bognor Regis. And yeah, some people have been blown.
Your mum said it was boiling.
Outside?
I thought it was quite nippy outside. I didn't wear my cardigan. Well, yes. I didn't get a cardigan when I was cold. Katie Holmes is up for the part of Wonder Woman. And they put a picture of Kate Holmes in it, in which she looked exactly like Linda Carter. Brilliant casting. Of course she should be Wonder Woman. Doesn't she look like the original Wonder Woman?
Mm.
She does. Can you remember what she looks like?
Yeah, I remember. I just remember I always used to come out of school, of primary school every day, with a strip of paper with a thing cut out of it stuck around my head.
And then, spinning around,
and then
lots.
I go like running towards my mum and then like usually fall over. Mm-hmm. She eventually told me off. She said it was embarrassing every day.
Julia Stiles from 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm. She's quite a challenging role that she's got now in The Bourne Ultimatum. She's playing Nicholas Parsons, using prosthetics and so on in the new spy film.
Weird. There's a panda being born.
Yay!
Pandas, I think one of the big problems they have is that
they keep eating their babies.
Well, they're obviously born when they're still.
But look at his tiny little claws.
They're born, you know.
They're born very pink and very hairless and very small. They're about the size of a panda's nose.
Do pandas have a pocket? Like a kangaroo? Because it looks like a similar mood to a kangaroo.
I think it is a similar mood. I don't know if they actually have a pocket, but I know that it's the same sort of thing.
It just clings yeah. on, and it kind of. But it's amazing. Really. She kind of. It looks like, well.
But kangaroos do okay out
of it. It's nice that it's been born, but it'd be safer to be back in the panda's fanny.
There's some Wicked Whisper style bit of news here. Mm-hmm. Which long-serving TV drama star is set to pull the rug from under his producers when he quits the show to make his move to sunnier climes with his new younger girlfriend? Despite a recent and enormous pay rise, love has blossomed for the ageing star and he is quitting both acting and Britain for good. Any ideas?
No.
Charlie Fairhead from Casualty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be missed, isn't he?
Yep.
Charlie Beckham is going to put on a fat suit and have a cameo in Ugly Betty. Good for her. Sienna Miller is going out with Sean Bean.
Is she?
Yes.
Well, I never. And I believe that Jude Law has moved on as well.
Jude Law, well.
He's
wooing Cameron Diaz.
Who wouldn't?
Well, she's. So far, she's not been, you know.
She not succumbed. She's still hankering for a trouser snake.
No, the one before that.
Jared Leto.
The one before that. The one that Hannah pissed in his bed.
Oh, I don't think she did do that.
No, yeah, she did do that.
She actually pissed in his
bed. She pissed in his
bed.
Matt Dillon. Him. She's still pining for him.
I'm just going to mention this story now. There's some six gangsters have been shot dead in execution-style attack linked with a long-running mafia feud in the German city of Duisburg. And apparently this feud goes back to 1991, where some sort of weird carnival celebrations, the clan started throwing eggs at each other, and it ended up being a long-running feud where lots of people got murdered. Been 15 people killed so far. But I'm mentioning this because I saw the news reports on the telly yesterday, and the police man who's investigated it, his name was Heinz Koch.
What?
Heinz Koch. Heinz as in beans and Koch as in cock. Good name, eh?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Madonna, she was on a long flight, mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I could eat something, but obviously I'm too good for that.
Well, she's on a macrobiotic diet, so she's not allowed dry roasted nuts.
Or a banana. Even though she said, well, I love a banana, but what she did do was inject herself with vitamins.
And did they all think she was a junkie?
Yeah.
Did she get arrested?
No, apparently other people that do it are Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears.
Yeah, those notoriously well-balanced women.
British Nutrition Foundation said they can be useful for the elderly, but generally they're unnecessary.
Well, Madonna is quite old.
Yeah. Well, she's 49.
She's older than Elvis was when he died.
Should have been her. Wow.
When you're training to be a vet, and this is something that Lucy would know about, mm-hmm. You get to stick your hand up a cow's bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're changing that and they're making a mechanical cow, a virtual cow, that you can do that with now, which I think really not as much use as putting your hand up an actual cow's bottom, because it's not the same. And you can learn by experience.
So when I tried to learn to drive unsuccessfully, they start you off these days with a virtual car.
It's no use.
It's ridiculous because you get in it and you go, you've not shut the door properly, you've not put your seatbelt on, so you'd have to keep getting out and opening the door and closing it and then doing it, and it was rubbish. And then you get going.
It's not like you do a plane simulation and then go, right, I'm a pilot now. I mean, if I was a cow, I'd be pretty worried about a vet coming and examining me if he's only done a virtual cow's bottom before.
It was shit. But never mind that. Here's some good inventions.
Excellent.
Free energy, a dream, or reality. Buy a sun jar, £20. Put the stylish jar on a window ledge and it'll absorb light, and then
I like a jar.
Once the sun's gone down, it will give you a kind of candle glow. You might as well buy some tea lights though, to be honest. Or this is quite good, an orange wind powered phone charger, so you can stick it on your tent.
That's a good idea.
It goes around, and if there's a good breeze, you can charge your phone in 2 hours from it. Or a wind-up radio, which we already know about.
So this is all camping. Oh, free energy, I see, it's something like rechargeable. Solar energy. But solar calculator. A calculator is run not off a battery, but off a solar power. That's madness, isn't it?
I've got a better idea.
What?
Just don't use a calculator. Do it in your own fucking head, you fucking idiots.
I'm going to throw that calculator away now that you use every single day.
You can
practically
do.
Every hour.
You can do. I only use it to check that I was right.
Wikipedia, people have been changing entries on it, including the Labour Party, the Vatican and the CIA. CIA has edited the biographies of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon. The Vatican have been altering entries about Gerry Adams. And Labour have
done
some stuff about the Labour's MP. Anyway, apparently the Wikipedia scanner monitors editing of online encyclopedias and compares the addresses of people who are making them with the things. So they can see that if you're altering your own. But if you did it from a Hotmail account, they'd never know. That's my tip to MPs and the Vatican.
Oh, they can see if people are altering their own
things. I
think so. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I don't really understand. But generally, I like a bit of Wikipedia.
This is it. This is an advertisement.
And now a word from our sponsors.
The Day of the Bicycles. www.londonfreewheel.com. And it's happening on the 23rd of September, and you can ride around London without any traffic because they're going to ban cars.
Brilliant!
So go to the website and sign up.
Sadly, I'm not in London that day. I quite fancy that.
Mm.
Not that I've got a blooming bike.
I think you can probably hire one or something.
Build one.
Build one out of, actually, you know those things you put your pizza on to cook a pizza? A couple of them.
Oh, those round trays with the holes in?
Yeah, with a with a plank in between them. That's basically it.
Yeah, it worked.
Just need use some paper clips to kind of clip it all together.
Don't you need a chain on it? Hang a necklace on it.
I think that's just for show, you know.
Okay.
I think. And the seat, just get just take your armchair.
Just go. I could actually probably convert this way. It's got wheels on it already.
Just use this.
But how would you move yourself along?
Because
you don't have the desk and pull yourself. A wheelchair, perfect.
A wheelchair.
It's a nice sit down as well.
Or walk or swim or don't go.
Swim?
Yeah, you're allowed to swim up the Thames.
Are we done now?
Any
more news? Were you wanting to play a bit of music at the end of the podcast? I thought so. I could see you fiddling with your bits there. Oh, I've got some news related to music.
Mm-hmm.
My mum has got some house martins nesting on her front wall,
mm-hmm.
and she was a bit annoyed about it because she's not allowed to grow plants up the wall because Julian built it, and he says it's too nice to put plants growing up the wall; they'll mm-hmm. ruin it. But you don't mind the house martins being there.
Oh, who mind the house martins? Anyway, this is for Elvis, who's a big fan of Bruce Willis.
Oh, I'm glad we've come to the beach to do this podcast.
Hey, Bruno!
When the sun beats down and melts the tar up on the roof, and the streets get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, all I like it with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people want me above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk. We owe Bruce Willis 20p now.